Your mother's name?
Her name was Tobler, Hazel Tobler. She was from Spiro, Oklahoma, there in God's country. You know that part of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
LaFleur County, where Bob Kerr built his cattle ranch. And you know why he built it there?
Why?
Because it had the most rainfall of any county in Oklahoma. Hmm. And he wanted those Black Angus cattle to have plenty of grass to eat. But Spiro was the Spiro Indian Mounds. Spiro was a great little town. It lived for football and the Baptist Church, I think.
Yes. And describe your mother, her personality, and what you drew from her.
Well, my dad used to say that my mom was in charge of the religion in our house.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably true. She would be a Southern Baptist nun, I think. Although as she got older, she became more of an independent Baptist. But she was a very kind, sweet person. She taught Sunday school to the 3-year-old children in the First Baptist Church there in Shawnee, and she loved little children. And she had a degree in secretarial science, which is what women did in those days, from Oklahoma Baptist University. So I did get some real good help from her in typing papers over the years.
Mm-hmm. And then your father's name?
My father was Lloyd Harlan Henry, and he was kind of a cut-up. He was a World War II veteran, and I guess at 19 he was over in Africa, and he did D-Day and was a decorated paratrooper. And he just became very interested in government and law battling through the war. And he came back, and he had enrolled in Oklahoma State University before the war, but he left it to join the paratroops. But then when he came back, he decided to go to Oklahoma Baptist University because it was near where his parents lived in Pottawatomie County. His parents were lifetime school teachers, and that's where the young college student who was the secretary to Dr. Rayleigh, the president of the university, noticed him, and that was my mother.
Oh.
And she noticed him and kind of looked at his records and everything, and probably was a violation of law. anyway, they hit it off and had a wonderful marriage and 3 children.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother, a brother who's 3 years older than I, and a sister who's 3 years younger than I.
Okay. All right. Then you have a cousin by the name of Brad Henry, the 26th governor of Oklahoma.
His father was my uncle Charles. That was my dad's brother, Charles Henry, who was also in the legislature and a county judge from Pottawatomie County.
And then something that'll probably never happen again, you swore in Brad to be governor, and unlikely that scenario will happen again, although you can't ever say no, but it was the first time, I'm sure.
It was, as a judge, I couldn't be involved in his campaign because judges are nonpartisan, but when he was elected, the inaugural ceremony is not considered a partisan ceremony, and it has, you know, all of the statewide officials are inaugurated too, along with at the governor's inauguration. So you have people of both parties being selected, and cousin Brad asked me to administer his oath of office and swear him in, and so we got his father's Bible and had the family use the family Bible for the swearing-in ceremony.
Very good.